Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
King Hezekiah had given generously from his own substance for the burnt offerings to be sacrificed at the temple in Jerusalem, 2 Chronicles 31, verse 3. But he wanted the people also to have the joy of selfless giving. When he called them to, quote, contribute support for the priests and the Levites, verse 4, here was their response, quote, as soon as the commandment was circulated, the children of Israel brought in abundance the first fruits of grain and wine, oil and honey, and of all the produce of the field, and they brought in abundantly the tithe of everything, verse 5. Isn't that lovely? Immediately, in abundance, they brought the tithe of everything. How long did they come bringing their offerings? Quote, in the third month they began laying them in heaps, and they finished in the seventh month, verse 7. Just imagine a four-month offering. Where could they put it all? In heaps. Quote, and when Hezekiah and the leaders came and saw the heaps, they blessed the Lord and his people Israel. Verse 8. If the king's example is to be followed, it looks like it's a good thing not only to thank the Lord, but also his people when they sacrifice like this. But Hezekiah asked why the tithes were lying exposed in those heaps. Azariah, the chief priest, explained, quote, we have had enough to eat and have plenty left, for the Lord has blessed his people, and what is left is this great abundance. Verse 10. Blessed leftovers. They had to build storerooms to hold it all. Verse 11. In addition, a fair system of distribution was arranged to wisely use the supplies. The passage concludes, quote, thus Hezekiah did what was good and right and true before the Lord his God, and in every work that he began, he did it with all his heart. So he prospered. Verses 20 and 21. The principle still holds true. The givers are the gainers.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.